It's now time for this week's Fool Radio game. Which is bigger? It's a game where we give you two choices, and you tell us, well, which is bigger? Our player is Susan from Peoria, Arizona. Susan, welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Before we play our game, Susan, let me ask you, which is bigger, your holiday spirit or an adult West Indian manatee?
Oh, an adult West Indian manatee by far.
And that's not even to demean in any way your holiday spirit, because as you may well know or even can guess, manatees are awfully big. They can grow to 12 feet in length and weigh up to 3,500 pounds, my crack research staff informs me. So it's not to say anything about your holiday spirit to say that manatees
are bigger. Oh, no, not at all.
Well, it's great to have somebody with arguably large holiday spirit on this holiday version of the Motley Fool Radio Show. Let's play Which is Bigger here, Susan.
Okay.
Question number one, which is bigger? Is it A, the retail price in dollars of the Dora the Explorer talking dollhouse on Amazon.com, or B, the number of Barbie doll collectors in thousands, according to Mattel?
Oh, I would hope it's the number of Barbie doll collectors in thousands.
Is that your answer?
Yes, that's my answer. Yay!
Your wish is our command. Yes, in fact, the answer is B. Mattel estimates that there are well over 100,000 Barbie doll collectors. 90% are women at an average age of 40, purchasing more than 20 Barbie dolls each year. By the way, 45% of them, Susan, spend upwards of $1,000 a year. Dora's Talking Dollhouse sells, by the way, for around $45 on Amazon.com.
I can handle that one.
Did you have a favorite doll growing up, maybe a Barbie or otherwise?
A Raggedy Ann.
And do you still have that Raggedy Ann?
No, my mom threw it away when I was about 7.
Why did your mom throw your favorite doll away when you were 7?
Because it was dirty and disgusting, but I thought she was beautiful.
And let me ask you, Susan, before proceeding to question number two, do you view Barbie as a force for good or a force, as some do, for evil?
No, I think she's okay.
She's okay.
I've not had an affinity toward her myself, but I think she's done an okay job.
Very good. Well, you've done an okay job because you're 1-for-1 on our game this week. Let's next go to question number two. Susan, which is bigger? Is it A, the market capitalization of Google, or B, the combined market capitalizations of eBay, Yahoo, and Amazon.com?
Ooh, this is a tricky one. I'm going to say Google. Ooh, I fell for it.
We're nothing if not tricky on the show. The answer is B, the combined value of eBay, Amazon, and Yahoo, around $136 billion. Whereas Google only has a market cap of around $116 billion. For the record, eBay with a market cap of around $60, Yahoo around $55, and Amazon around $20 billion today. Is e-commerce a big part of your holiday shopping?
No, it isn't, actually. I still kind of like just walking around and wearing out my feet and shoes.
Do you think you might do a little bit more clicking around on the computer this year, or let's say next, than you did a few years ago, or you don't think that's really going to change?
No, I'm going to do some more. I definitely have some plans to do some e-shopping this year as compared to any other year.
Yep. Question number three for you, and this will determine whether you are 2-for-3 or 1-for-3 to close the show. And that might not sound like a big deal, but it is. Question number three, which is bigger, Susan? Is it A, the cost to download one episode of Welcome Back, Kotter from Apple's iTunes, or B, the cost of one share of Krispy Kreme stock?
Oh, I haven't checked Krispy Kreme recently, but knowing what they've been doing recently, I'm going to go with Kotter is bigger.
Now, you're sure about that, because Krispy Kreme has made a little bit of a comeback recently.
Are they doing better?
I'm giving you an opportunity to think more about this.
I'm thinking more of it. Considering how I listen to your program and I say, go with him, go with him, I'm going to say, okay, I'll take Krispy Kreme.
Awfully tasty donuts still. And for somebody who has a holiday spirit slightly below that of a manatee, it's the least we could do for you, Susan.
I think so.
The stock.
One for me and one for my husband.
Excellent. Yes, Krispy Kreme stock, one of my former recommendations, emphasis on the word former, has lost around half its value over the last year, thanks in part to some mismanagement, which may turn out to be criminal, as we've talked about on the show, unfortunately. The cost to get an episode of Welcome Back, Kotter, by the way, Apple iTunes is $1.99. Krispy Kreme these days tips the scale somewhere around $6 as a stock. And Susan, from Peoria, Arizona, you are a winner on this show.
Great. It's exciting.
Most of all, I hope you had fun.
I had a wonderful time. Thank you so much. You've made my whole holiday perfect.
I'm so glad to hear that. Susan, you get 2 Motley Fool ball caps. Congratulations, and thank you. You can always hear this game and this show online at fool.npr.org. To keep updated on all the happenings at Fool Radio, sign up for our free weekly radio email. Log on to fool.com, scroll down to our free email newsletter section, and click on Fool Radio Weekly.